Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe Cinco de Mayo has come and gone. Here we are, May 6th and 7th. Want to put out a big shout out to the executive director of the Grand Estate Games, Patrick Mulcahy, for joining me last weekend. If you're interested in the Grand Estate Games, just Google them or go on their website, Grand Estate Games, and there's still an opportunity. If there are some players that want to fill out some rosters, you can contact Pat Mulcahy. Also want to put a big shout out to all of my running friends for participating in the Capital Year Race Series. The next one is next weekend, Saturday, May 13th at 10 o'clock, the Canterbury Shaker Village. This Sunday is the Millennium Running Cinco de Mayo race out of Bedford, and that'll be at 9:30 a.m. So if you're listening to this at 7 a.m. on Sunday, still time to go. And then at 11 o'clock, we have an arthritis walk to cure arthritis, which starts from Eversource and walks to Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, and then folks will watch the game. This week at the State House on Thursday, Justice Broderick and a number of other people were recognized for the ChangeDirection.org program, which is Know the Fine Signs of Mental Health Issues, well-deserved recognition by Justice Broderick. But this weekend with me is Michelle Gaudet, who's the communications manager, and Bonnie Graney, who is the program manager for the dental program, part of Lamprey Health, who are joining me this weekend. Ladies, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're busy. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
So, Michelle, why don't we, for the listening audience, sometimes it's best to kind of level set. Why don't you speak in general terms about Lamprey Healthcare, and then we'll get to Bonnie and more specifically on the dental aspect.
Sure. So, Lamprey Healthcare is a community health organization, community health center. We have three locations throughout southeast and central New Hampshire. Our locations are in Newmarket, Raymond, and Nashua. And the mission of Lamprey Healthcare, like most community health centers, is to provide quality medical care and health-related services to all individuals, regardless of ability to pay. Part of that means that we pay particular attention to what the needs of the community happen to be. And here in New Hampshire, dental care is a definite need for our communities, especially those who might not have a health insurance or might just have difficulty paying for dental care. And that is really where our school-based dental program came from.
Awesome. And you're correct. In the one hand, New Hampshire, vis-a-vis other states, probably on the oral health index is high, but there's definitely needs of access issues and other areas. You know, are some of our younger population as well as the older population. So definitely, as Northeast Delta Dental, we like to say, you know, the mouth is part of the body, and you can't have good oral health without good oral health. And I think the Dental Society, Northeast Delta Dental, has done a great job getting that message out. There's obviously, you know, more to do. Hence, now my introduction of Bonnie Graney. So, Bonnie, your deeply rooted in New Hampshire. You grew up in Stratford County. You went to UNH in Durham, and then you went to NHCI where you received your dental hygiene degree. So tell us a little bit more about your background, then we'll get into the program.
Well, Tom, I've been practicing dental hygiene a little over 30 years. And I started in a private practice where I worked there for 15 years. And then my interest kind of changed from more family-orientated, periodontal, to school-based. The public health arena became very interesting to me. And I started out working my first school-based program for Frisbee Memorial Hospital. And then I proceeded to work a few years later for Wentworth Douglas Hospital. Exeter Hospital was the first time that I had a large program where I had 22 schools and I drove a 38-foot dental van. And then, unfortunately, due to finances, that program also closed. And moved on to Lamprey Healthcare, where I am today, currently today.
Awesome. And I really love your passion. I share the same passion. We're in the middle of a Boys and Girls Club program in both Concord and Manchester, where we're actually bringing teledentistry to the Boys and Girls Clubs. And we've learned that many of the new American children who hang out at the Boys and Girls Club, many of them, for cultural and economic and other reasons, haven't seen a dentist, and they may be, 8 to 10 years old. So it's clearly a need out there. And just as an aside, we've had Dr. Randy Tillman and Dr. Shannon Mills out there. We definitely tried, for moms and dads listening out there, you really want to try to get your toddler to the dentist by age one. Now, but again, before we get into the program, you also have a very interesting background. You're furthering your sort of medical knowledge with all sorts of things like you're a yoga therapist, you're an aromatherapist. Tell us how you got interested in that, and I'm assuming that's part of your whole holistic approach, so to speak.
Correct, Tom. I, as a lot of us nowadays, felt the stress of being a parent, and some personal issues came up in my life and was struggling with maintaining my level-headedness and working with patients. And I also work with a lot of patients who are differently abled. Differently abled means that autism, those children that struggle with ADD, ADHD, Down syndrome. So as a dental hygienist, that makes that part of your life even more challenging, because at the end of the day, after working with patients of those different abilities, you have to go home and work with your own children. So I found that yoga came into my life, and that helped me through meditation to rebalance my energies. And I just found that as the more that I proceeded with my own rebalancing in my life, and found that the energy was more available for me to provide as a dental hygienist, I said, this is kind of silly. I should combine the two. So I started combining that knowledge with my dental hygiene career. So I proceeded from being 300 hours certified as a yoga instructor with a sound therapist, as well as an aromatherapist. And then with those, they're called modalities. So with those different modalities, as you put them together, it's now directed me into another part of my life as a holistic health practitioner.
And I assume that's helped the hygiene aspect.
Correct. It's actually made it a much easier position. I can energetically help people calm themselves.
So tell us what an energy therapist is.
An energy therapist, we're all made up of energy, and some people don't realize that. We're made up of atoms and protons and neutrons. So if we don't take care of our body, mind, spirit, and our emotions, that is brings struggles into our life. So our energy in our body, a lot of people understand namaste.
I do, actually. I've done yoga.
Yes.
Awesome.
So namaste basically just means that I am here, I am focused, I'm grounded, and then you pass it on.
That's got to help you in your role as a hygienist. So back to you, Michelle. So the patients go to Lamprey Health come from about 40 communities. Why don't you talk about that? And also, the website is lampreyhealth.org, lampreyhealth, all one word, .org. Tell us about funding and how maybe the listening audience can help.
Sure. So we do have patients that come from communities throughout Rockingham County, Hillsborough County, and parts of Stratford County. Our patients really are, the full gambit of the community. We have patients that are from birth to end of life. We have patients that make up sort of the full economic spectrum. About 41% of our patients have insurance, but that means about 60% don't, or they have coverage that is not what we would call them underinsured. Specifically at our Nashua Center, we have about 64% of our patients who do not have insurance. 71%. So a lot, there's a lot of statistics here, but basically 7 out of 10 of our patients are below, at or below federal poverty level. So what that means is those families make $40,000 or less per year, which is really a struggle for people to live on that much money and pay for healthcare. So a lot of our funding, we get a substantial amount of funding through the state and the federal government. And that covers a lot of things that you would typically expect in healthcare, preventative exams, diagnostic exams, that sort of thing. But there is a substantial amount of healthcare that is uncompensated. That means that even folks who have coverage, we can't get those things reimbursed. So dental is one of those areas. There are a lot of other areas too. We have a senior transportation program that provides transportation for seniors and those with disabilities so that they can stay in their homes. And that is completely unfunded. So we have to do a lot of fundraising to try to make up that money.
Yeah, I admire your work because obviously the cost of healthcare, definitely that economic challenge creates wellness issues. Obviously, people put things off. They can't afford it. Again, your website is lampreyhealth.org. If I'm an average citizen out there, how can I help Lamprey Health?
Yeah, so there are a number of ways that people can help. And I'd like to say, too, that you don't always have to, be opening your checkbook and giving money. There are a lot of different ways that people can be part of their health community. Obviously, fundraising is one of them. We're embarking on our New Hampshire Gives campaign. It's a campaign that is run by the New Hampshire nonprofits. It'll be taking place June 6th and 7th. And you can support not just Lamprey Healthcare, but any nonprofit in the state of New Hampshire. It's really a day that is designed for people to give back to agencies that are going to make a difference right here in the Granite State.
And you do the road race in Newmarket in August, and we'll talk about that after commercial break, and we'll get right back to Bonnie on the dental program. Tom Raffio, please stay tuned with Bonnie and Michelle after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Bonnie and Michelle this weekend, May 6th and 7th. And again, for my running friends, if you're listening to this on either Saturday or Sunday, there's still time to go to the Cinco de Mayo race down in Bedford on Sunday the 7th. And also, another one of my favorite charities is the Arthritis Foundation. People don't realize that more youth are affected by juvenile arthritis than juvenile diabetes, and that also it's really a debilitating disease for the adult population as well. So we're trying to raise money for the Arthritis Foundation, and the color of arthritis is green. So what we wanted to see is a sea of green that starts at 11 o'clock on Sunday, walking down from Eversource to Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. But back to Michelle and Bonnie. So we were talking in an overview way of the patients coming from 40 communities, and that over 70% of the patients are at the federal poverty level. And I really commend your organization because, I mean, healthcare is so important. It's expensive. And if people don't take care of the health and other things start happening, they're not eating right, et cetera, and it's that sort of vicious circle. So I really commend you for your outreach. But let's now get right into the dental, which is my passion as well. So, Bonnie, why don't you talk about a little bit how the school-based dental program works and some of those patient demographics, including, Head Start.
Right. So, Tom, the program actually covers Head Start and then I also go into 10 schools in 9 towns. I go into Candia, Deerfield, Epping, Fremont, Newmarket, Northwood, Nottingham, Raymond, where there's 2 schools, and then Seabrook. And I provide education, dental health education, oral health education, with the help of my puppet pals. And the children love my puppet pals. They remember them year to year. When they see me in the school, they're where are they? Their names are Bugsy, who is a purple horsefly that has long eyelashes, and she's very lovely. And I have twin puppet pals that are Lion, and that is Beth and Bruce. And because a lot of children in the school, there's twinnies, so the kids really connect with that. They're like, where are they? Where are they? So they welcome us with open arms, but the program goes from pre-K through eighth graders. And you'd be amazed at how many eighth graders, even though they're older children, they think they're adults, as we all probably thought that at at that age as well. They love the puppets as well. They think they're really fascinating. I also use large teeth, and I educate the children on what the teeth are in our mouth, what those teeth do, and then we go from there with kind of like a question and answer conversation about why the teeth are important, that they help us with talking and appearance, and of course digestion. And so from that, each grade, pre-K all the way up through eighth grade, it's a cumulative. So I have a different program that I teach it to each age group, and that helps them to, by the time they become eighth graders and they no longer get the dental health program, they are pretty set. They should be able to know nutritionally wise what is, we call them happy tooth foods and sad tooth foods. And I use a lot of visuals. I'm now starting to get into more of the smart boards and trying to connect up, because all these children have laptops and they have iPads. I'm trying to incorporate that part into my program as well, so that it involves a lot with these children. And then as the children get older, I also start talking about the oral health issues that come about as we get to be older. And I talk about periodontal disease. I talk about oral habits that can cause periodontal disease. And like you spoke about before, if you don't have a healthy mouth, then that is going to affect the health of your overall body. And a lot of the children are really connecting with the fact, I tell them that the plaque germ starts in their mouth, and it can hop into the bloodstream like getting on a roller coaster. And they all look at me like, what do you mean a roller coaster? And I'm like, well, it starts in your mouth. That's the top of the roller coaster. And then it can go all the way down to your toes, and that's the bottom of the roller coaster. But then it can go right back up. And if it decides to get off the ride of your circulatory system, it can stop in your heart, which can be a leading cause to heart disease. It can stop in your brain, causing Alzheimer's, and in the kidneys, and so forth. So they're really starting to like, wow, I did not realize that a plaque germ could cause me to be sick, my body to be sick. So these children, last year, I actually educated over 3,000 children for the oral health. I was able to provide over 1,300 screenings. And what a screening is any child in my program is able to have me look at their mouth for free. And then I provide a parent letter that goes home, and I ask the younger kids to be the mail carrier. I'm like, you got to make sure you get it out of your backpack because your parents are waiting for it. And they're all excited to do that. The other part of the program that I have started this year is providing cleanings. So any child that does not have a dental home, which means that they have not had any dental care within the past 12 months, regardless of whether they can pay or not, I will provide a dental cleaning for them. And at that visit, I also look at their molar teeth to see if there's sealants, because Tom, as you know, that children that do not get sealants placed on their molars, it's kind of like putting fingernail polish on your fingernails. It's just painting this liquid white material on the chewing surfaces of the 6-year molars and the 12-year molars. And the study and the research has shown that children that have sealants placed on their molar teeth have a lower chance of getting cavities. And so I place sealants on the children's teeth at the school, and I also put fluoride on the children's teeth.
Well, I love this. This is awesome because, you know, you've brought up a lot of concepts that I've tried to convey over this radio station, the concept of a dental home. Thank you for explaining that to folks. And also, as you know, we're big supporters of the Concord Sealant Coalition that has, through metrics and other ways we know this that's really helped the oral health of the Concord area children. You have something called the Fluoride Varnish Program. Why don't you tell us about what that is?
Correct. I have three schools that have been allocated to the past, over the past years of the dental program. They have found through the results of doing the screening part that their children in these three schools, that they have a higher rate of cavities. So New Market, Deerfield, and Seabrook are the schools that we provide the
fluoride
varnish program to.
And with and I think our listening audience knows what that is. I've explained this with our Health Through a Wellness program. We now have a program that has adult fluoride varnish, so adults can also use it. But I think this is really awesome. Again, and the website is lampreyhealth.org. Back to Michelle. So, Michelle, let's talk a little bit more about the event on June 6th and 7th, the statewide GIVS program, and the road race in New Market, which does support the school-based dental program. And then I'll go back to Bonnie.
Absolutely. So I think I talked a little bit about the New Hampshire GIVS Day, which is the 6th and 7th of June. And you can support not only Lamprey Healthcare, but other nonprofit agencies throughout the state. Our biggest fundraiser that supports Bonnie's program and a few of our other pediatric-based programs is going to happen in August. It happens every year, the second weekend in August, which I believe this year is August 12th. And it is a road race, which sounds like it's right in line with what your love of
absolutely
running there, Tom.
Make sure to give me I have a database of about 4,000 runners, so make sure to give me communication on it, and I'll get that out. I mean, it's running and oral health are my two favorite things. So
well,
this is perfect.
It is great, and I have to say, this is one of those ways that if people are looking to become a part and figure out how they can have an impact, this is an event where you can come out and run, and your registration fee is going to go to helping Bonnie's program. And if you're not a runner, we have walkers. And we're always looking for volunteers, so you can come out and just have a great day. It's such a family-orientated event, and we have a lot of fun at it. And I encourage anyone to
perfect
come check it out.
And it's in beautiful New Market. Now, back to you, Bonnie. So, you know, when I listen to all the things that you've done, you've educated over 3,500 children in oral health education. What do you think are some of the challenges? I mean, anytime I'm in the community, I end every speech with the mouth is part of the body, and you can't have good overall health without good oral health. And people are starting to make the connection that it's not just the aesthetics, although that's important for self-esteem, obviously, as well, and getting jobs and so forth, but just that connection that you described with the plaque. So it's just constant education, and we do the same thing at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. You know, kids that brush and floss in between visits, if they go to a participating dentist, they earn tickets, and then we broadcast oral health message. But what do you think is the... I mean, I guess we need 100 Bonnies out there, right? But, is it just... keep getting the word out?
Correct. I think as far as the Lamprey Healthcare program, one of the struggles that I have is getting paperwork back from the parents. There's a disconnect. I get some forms back. I would love to have 100 forms back, and then at that point I probably would need 100 Bonnies. But
be a nice problem to have, right?
It would be a nice problem to have. The other barrier is our school systems have become so overcrowded that finding a space for me to set up my portable equipment is challenging. The school principals and the school nurses work very well with me. They understand that there's this need. So they're like, okay, we're going to find you a space. Don't worry, we will find you a space. So once I have the space, the next challenge part for me is getting volunteers.
Volunteers and paperwork. You know, it's interesting because it's the same, the biggest challenge we've had in the Boys and Girls Club is not the room per se, but getting the forms back from the parents, because there's so much between HIPAA and everything else, you know. And I know there's reasons for all that, but getting the the paperwork. So you keep plugging away at it.
I do. I keep plugging away at it, and I am going to start going to a lot more of the PTO meetings with my puppet pals, and I think being more visible in the schools and programs like this one to just get the word out there to the families, and so that they know that there's that help out there. I'm there to sign up for the free screening. It'll allow me to look at your child's mouth and provide more oral education.
And people need to understand that the connectivity between oral health and overall health. All right, lampreyhealth.org. Don't forget that August road race. If I've not already signed up for something else, I'll definitely be there because it's connected me with my two passions, running and oral health. So Bonnie and Michelle, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you so much, Tom.
We'll return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Thank you.